Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Edios, Perek Ches, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecheref and Ruziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us, Hey, Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Nechami Ish Beis Dali. He gave me this about the following: Shemesin Ho Ishal Pied Echad, that we can allow a woman to remarry based off the testimony of one aid. A man comes, he says, "Look, I was just overseas, I was on some business travels, and I know that this woman's husband passed away. We're going to believe the aidus, we'll trust him, and it will allow her to get remarried, even though it's just one aid." And Hey, Rabbi Shua gave aidus. That if bones of a corpse were found in the Dir HaEtzem, this was like the wood storage place in the Beis HaMikdash, all the wood that was for the Maracha, for the Beis HaMikdash, was stored over here, and they found bones of a corpse. What do we do? Amar Chachamim Chacham said, Malaket Etzem Etzem, all we have to do is just gather them bone by bone, Va'kol Tahor, and everything's Tahor. We don't have to suspect that there's more bones and start being Metami the whole area, because maybe there's another corpse buried underground. We found a few bones, we just take those out, everything else is Tahor, and we also don't have to be Metami anyone who is here, because this area is considered a Rishus Rabim. Everyone was allowed in this area. It's not part of the Beis HaMikdash that only Kehanim are allowed. Therefore, it's considered Rishus Rabim. And as we just said before, Savik Tom Rishus Rabim is Tahar. Therefore, just remove the bones and that's it. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Amar Belezer. Belezer says, Shemati, I heard, Shayu Bainim Bahechol, when they were building the Hechol, which means at the time of the building the second Beis HaMikdash, when they started building the Hechol, what do they do right away before they actually built the walls? Isim Klaim LaHechol Uklaim LaZarais. They put up curtains for the walls of the Hechol and curtains for the walls of the Hazarais. That's because in order to be able to bring Karbanos, there has to be some sort of structure delineating that this is the Hechol and this is the Hazara, and they want to be able to bring the Karbanos right away without having to physically build the wall, so they put up curtains instead. Elo, there was just a slight difference. Sheba Hechol banim b'chutz, in the Hechol they built from the outside, u'bazara banim b'fnim, in the Hazara they built from the inside, which means when they actually built the physical walls of the Hechol and the Hazara, so the wall of the Hechol was built on the outside of where the curtain was, because they didn't want to walk inside the curtain with all their building materials and everything and start building wall there, because that means that they're inside the Hechol building. So they built the wall on the outside of the curtain, and they did the opposite of the wall of the Hazara. They went into the Hazara with all their building materials and built the wall on the inside of the curtain, meaning that when they were finished, the curtain was on the outside of the wall of the Hazara. However, now we have the exact opposite Eidos. Amar Bishua says, Shemati, I heard, Shema Kirin, we could bring Karbanos Afal Pishem Bayis, even if there isn't a structure of the Beis HaMikdash and no curtains and nothing. And we can eat kachim kachim, which are only allowed to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash compound, even though there's no curtains. And kachim kalum ma'aser sheni af bishen chayma. Kachim kalum and ma'aser sheni, which have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, they can be eaten there even if there's no physical wall. And why is this? Shekedusha rishana kitchel ashaita vikitchel asad lavoi, because the original kedusha that Shlomo HaMelech sanctified Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash with, that kedusha was not only for that time l'shaita, but it was also forever l'asad lavoi. And therefore, even if there isn't a physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash or a physical wall of Yerushalayim, it still has the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. These things are allowed to be eaten in their place. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up our Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah in the Masechta and the first Mishnah in the brand new Masechta, Masechta Avodah Zarah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.